all of the opposition agreed with the position of Sinn Féin, and that is that Leo's own vanity project, his own personal spin unit, the Strategic Communications Unit, need to be disbanded. And what we needed to do was appoint an independent panel to look at how government communications should take place that's free from political interference or value for money. And I think now there's an onus on Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, the leader of the Dáil, to respect the wishes of the Dáil and now end this fiasco, which has abused public money, in my view, and also has seriously blurred the lines between independent journalism and politics, and also the civil servants, civil service and politics also.
But do you think the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will disband the SEU now?
Well, look, I wouldn't rule it out. He has come under immense pressure from Sinn Féin and others in relation to this. There's been excellent work done by a number of journalists which shows that all of the assertions by Leo Varadkar before, which this was at a, you know, arm's length from him, which that it would cost no money and so on and so forth, have been proven not to be correct. So I think he is under serious pressure, this motion today. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're elected, we're in a democracy. Other countries throughout the world currently don't enjoy democratic principles, don't have the opportunity for a parliament to democratically decide things. And I think the leader of the state needs to acknowledge and respect the wishes of the Dáil. And the Dáil said very clearly that there's 5 million euros that we're spending of taxpayers' money on making Leo Varadkar sound good and look good. It's not the best value for money. It has also crossed a number of lines that needs to end. We need to bring this fiasco to an end.